Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And we're going to have a wonderful show tonight. And today is the 13th of December, 2017. So we'll clear the date from you in case there's some bad Scoobies from the past, Klingons, or just energy transfers going year to year to year. So here we go, releasing those energies from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I tell ask people if you feel the difference on it as I do this. I've been doing this for a couple of years now, I think. I don't know if anybody's ever wrote back saying, man, I really felt that heavy load off of me from the past. Maybe we had a couple people, but maybe you could write in tonight if you felt the shift in energy from your past hanging on to you, energetic cording. Okay, let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels good. And if you have a situation, problem going on, and you're on that timeline and it's worrying you to death, and you want to get off that timeline, I'll help you out with that. I can release one of those things. So here we go. Releasing the energy, what you're thinking about right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. Now let's bring up Michelle. So are you all ready to go, Michelle, out of the BBS rooms to get ready?
Yes, I'm all ready. I'm still kind of chuckling at your comments about the Klingons, or you had another word. It's always fun. There's also the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers, I believe. It's something like that. Well, anyway, yeah, hello and welcome, everybody. What does Ute stand for, Ron?
Wanted universal travelers. Yeah, those are the youths. Yeah.
That's right, the youth. I love it. Okay. So anyway, welcome to the Creation Light Show to Wednesday night. And if you want to write in tonight, please do so. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also access sending us a email through the fast chat, which is at the top of the page on Creation Light Shift. .com. Okay, so we have a couple questions. I always like to just get right into them and let you answer them away, Ron. So the first person writes in, they say, whenever I'm going to the light ship, I request my healings out loud. But what about my cat? He can't talk. What happens to our animals? How do they get healed?
Oh, they're just smarter than you.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. They have their own way of communicating.
Good. And the light beings have a way of deciphering that and knowing what they need. Is that right? So they're taken care of?
Yep, that's correct. Uh huh.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah, I always wondered, like, do we need to say, oh, I know this is going on with my pet, and can you and write it down for them or something, but that's not necessary, is it?
If you want, you can, but, you know, it takes place instantly, and, the cats or pets do communicate for their healing. So, yeah, if you want to, maybe you're... You know of a situation going on and you want to, add that on a note around their neck or something, or, I don't know how that worked with a cat, but anyway, whatever you want to do, that's fine. They will get worked on.
Oh, okay, good. That might explain why my one pet did have something going on from a previous owner, and, she didn't seem too bothered by it for quite a long time, actually, because, she was probably coming up there with me and felt fine while she was there. So, okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, and we have a suggestion from a listener that when we do the bone density call that we add the teeth. So I was wondering, actually, Ron, if you would be able to do a healing for teeth tonight in case somebody had recently had some dental work or has some pain there.
Yeah, I'll do pain for teeth. let's do that right now. So if you have a toothache or something, we'll do that. That'll help you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, back to you.
Awesome. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, somebody wrote in, they say, it says, shopping consumer telling you what the aliens want to do with us and the energy or emotions. So I think they're asking, what do the aliens want to do with our energy and emotions? What are they doing with it?
Well, they use that energetic signature that you're emitting, maybe charge them up or something. So that's about all that I could say. You might think of it like when a wind blows and you have a what do you call those things? I have the picture of it. I don't have the words. A windmill. Just think of the alien being the windmill, and you're emitting the energy to make the windmill turn. It would be like the wind. And they use that for whatever. And it could be emotion that you're emitting out of your body, and it could be physical pain that your body's emitting. So back to you.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, and actually just recently I was asked if I would want to see the movie Monsters, Inc. And knowing what it's about now, I said, sure. So I watched it, and sure enough, it is about an alternative universe full of monsters. And one of the big businesses that powers the entire planet, basically, or where they are, is that they go into little children's closet doors and they scare them, and then they take the energy, and there's a meter on how strong that scream or that fear was. And then they get, you know, accolades if they got a lot of fear out of the kid. And then after a while, one of the monsters who's particularly good at this, he figures that he actually starts to like one of the kids and decides that, hey, we can get just as much energy off of them if they're like super giggly and happy. So then they send the monsters into the other world to get the kids to laugh and to steal their laughter as energy to power their world. So it's a very interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they do. I just wonder if the kids in the movie were getting depleted and they started getting drained and started looking older or something.
Well, they probably grew up. Yeah, so, which is funny.
Yeah, there's that movie now on Netflix. It's number 9. It is show 9 on the, thumbnail or whatever, the picture. So that one's a real nice one. They show like a little animated figure. I don't know if it had like a magnifying glass over its eye or something, but that's what you see. And then you see the number 9. That's a very good movie to show you what the aliens are doing.
Ooh.
That's on Netflix. Oh, I think it just got up maybe the last couple weeks or something.
Oops, excuse me. Something just fell. Okay, so it's called Number 9.
Yeah, when it came out, it was called Number 9. It came out the same time as the other one where the aliens came here, which was District 9.
Oh.
They're on the same 9 movies.
Well, that is interesting. Yeah, and District 9 is, wow. It's such an interesting movie. I remember at one point I was like, this it's a movie, right? Just the way it's filmed is really freaky. So, okay, I'm going to check out 9. That sounds really good.
That's what they called. That's what I said, that, you know, they're going to be having cat food in camp.
Yeah. Which is humans, right?
Humans and cans. Maybe the humans are divided off into male, female. And, you know, maybe height of the people or skin color or something, you know, go a long ways with that. You know, you could have probably 20 different cans of different flavors, you know.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, you could. I think it was supposed to be cats in the cans, but it could be humans, too, so who knows.
Yep.
Creepy. Okay, so... another listener wrote in, they said, I have purchased the deceased loved one clearing, and when it asks for your current age, is it correct to put the age of that person that died in the age they live to?
You could do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I think that's how I always took it as well. Oh, goodness. Okay, somebody wrote us, they sent in a video, and I believe it just says The Invisible Man. Now, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to forward it to you. And it just says, is this guy for real? Well, I don't know. Interesting. Okay. Now, we have somebody that recently just did the alien oxygen clearing, which is one of the free ones on the website. And they write in and say, from this clearing, interesting, I get a sense or it feels a bit like after rain. When I was younger, the air was crisp and electric. My body enjoys this clearing.
That's nice. Very good.
Yeah. That's a great feeling after the rain. Okay, problematic with mind stuff. Lately, my mind has been focusing on errors, mistakes that have been made previously in the past or present that were all unintentional, of course. What clearing can you suggest for this?
I think I'd do that recurring event one. Might work for you because you feel like you're making a mistake or doing something wrong, so maybe all those things are coming to haunt you. Well, you may want to do that one.
Yeah, recreate it. Yeah, that's a great one. Otherwise, also, too, I'm wondering about mind looping.
The mind looping could be there, too. The other one's the barcode, I think. Get that off of you for your reoccurring events. The mind loop would be good. It might be well, you have to ask yourself, do you have these events happening to you throughout your life, okay? Making mistakes or errors or something. And is it happening to you, in a sequential order time? So happens like once a month, then yeah, you want to get rid of that clearing. The mind loop is strictly you from, having something be repeated. Really, it'd be like speech patterns. Back to you. So I'll do a clearing now, since we talked about the oxygen. We'll do yellow oxygen. Here we go. Well, everybody just kind of inhale, exhale, and just see if the oxygen maybe smells different to you. As we take out that yellow energy, corruption out of the oxygen. Here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if you feel a little different. Oh, are you back, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for the next question?
I'm sitting back in my chair.
Okay, great. Okay. So the next one is about vertigo. Somebody thinks they have possibly vertigo, and they're wondering, they just feel dizzy, and they're wondering if you have any suggestions for clearings for that.
Oh, boy. Not sure, but what I'll do is clean out the critters out of your ears that might be causing you to get dizzy, maybe. See if that helps. I'll work with left ear first. There we go. It's like some worm energies here. Take those out here. There we go. For everybody listening. Might go down your throat, too, so if you feel something wiggling down there as I pull it out, it's normal, so don't worry about it. There we go. That one's out. And do the right ear. Different colored worm. Oh, out. There we go. Oh, we'll see if that helps anybody. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, yeah, I hope that helps. It is something with the inner ear, so hopefully that will heal it. Okay. My question was instructions for the curses and hexes and the dark side practitioner. They're wondering the first time if we do the whole life clearing, is there another clearing besides them that they would need to do four times?
Those are the only things I have up dealing with that. And you probably want to get the unlimited for at least one of those. Now, I would think maybe if there's an organization, you know, hitting you all the time, then that'd be the dark side practitioner. But if you really don't know, but you know that something's happening to you, and you could do the versus extra spell one and get the unlimited for that one. But it kind of depends, you know, who and what's hitting you. I guess another way of stating it, like if you have a group of people that you belong to and they do ceremonies, maybe, you know, underneath their church or something on Sundays, or they have a get-together, maybe, say, Saturday night, and 50 people come and they light their candles and the different things, so that group / organization is doing something to you, then that would be dark side practitioner. If it's just something that you feel like you're being hit with something, you don't know where it's coming from, maybe because maybe you cut somebody off in your car, cut on somebody's toe, or did something they didn't like you, you really didn't pay any attention to it, and now you're having situations happening, and that would be the curse of sex and spell clearing. And, you know, do those, and you know, you probably want to run it about, you know, a few times anyway. I think I mentioned about three times on the website. And if that doesn't give you some relief and get the unlimited, you're going to be running that thing probably for 6 months. A day at least, you know. These things are really hard to get rid of. If you have a lot of it on you, then you probably want to run it three times a day. But you need to get the unlimited version for that. Sometimes they're not that strong, and doing a clearing once or twice, they're gone. You never know where it's coming from and what's doing it or who's doing it. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, I just never know. And I know people who have gotten the Curse of Texas spell. I haven't run it for quite a while, but it's very successful. It definitely works. And then maybe just for everyday occurrences, especially if you're somebody who is in the spotlight for any type of reason, that's a good one to do, because everyone that's seeing you is, you know, possibly a dark side practitioner thinking about you or whatnot. That's a really great one. Both of those are wonderful. Okay, well, now today is the 13th Ron of December, and a listener wrote in. They sent in something about a piece of information, basically, that somebody else had written about something that was going to occur this month, but I don't really think it's anything to be concerned with. But did you want to talk about what you know about channeled information?
Channeled information, well, you don't know where it's coming from, number one. And that information be correct, it's always correct. That information will be on a timeline. Okay, so right away, it is 100% correct on a timeline that they're connecting it to. Does it pertain to you? May not pertain to you unless you buy into it. So the information could definitely be valid. But it's for those people who are believing in that system or whatever that information is. And they may feel that it's all 100% correct. And it would be correct because they're on the timeline where they're going to be experiencing that. So that's all that I can say. Is it divine energy coming from source? No. Is it coming from whoever they say it's coming from? Well, it could be, maybe. It can be one of those deities, we'll say, like Archangel Michael or Saint Germain or whoever. Well, it would be the light of the darkness energy, and that would be correct. They will transmit that under that name. And remember, once you do the mind of heart drop, know what I'm talking about when people say they're channeling so-and-so and who's the loser, you know that it's BS. You know that it's not valid at all, just there to disseminate something. And it could be correct information. It's not source energy, and it will be on timeline. So don't want to buy into that because it's valid for people who want to have that experience. It's like the Chicken Little thing, the sky's falling, yeah? Whatever hit him in the head, you know, the sky was falling. But something came out of the sky anyway. But is it going to happen to you? Well, and if you want to be on that timeline, it will. Back to you.
All right, there you go. Okay, another question that is, well, it's pretty short, but it says, when we ascend, will our spirit leave our body when we sleep to visit our home base and seal our body?
Okay.
Just asking you to explain what will happen.
Okay, at ascension time, your spirit will leave, but it's made of light. And how much of your spirit is intact will leave. It'll go into quarantine. Then the light will look for, if it can, call back the other parts of you, and hopefully those parts are not too far in the beyond, okay? Making it very simple here. So that's what happens with your spirit. With your body, you haven't done any clearings on it. We'll go back 2,000 years and Jesus washed the earth, came to do clearings on people for ascension. Okay? So this isn't new. So he was cleaning out their emotion so they could do the ascension, getting rid of that garbage and stuff. You know what it's like after you have your emotion a whole lifetime clearing. It was the same basic process, but then it would be 1,000 times simpler. So that's still needed today, and there's other bodies that are also contaminated that you may want to clean out. So it depends how clean your body is at ascension time. And the parts that are uncontaminated, we'll say. Remember, when you have a thought, it's stored in your body someplace, which means that now it's contaminated, unless you have all the thoughts of your ancestors. So the whole thing is how this energy that's all around you that you're listening to, oh, and it's like a deviant energy that's created by the darkness, this energy now and inhabit your body, so you want to clean it out. So now the next thing is, okay, I did some clearings. What's going to happen to my body now at ascension time? Well, the parts of it that hold light will be brought back to light. The parts that have darkness, light doesn't know darkness, and it'll be left here. And if for some reason that part of you that would be of darkness approach the light and go into the light, it would be terminated. So You know, there may be something that may not be quite as harsh. I can create something to help people out, which is what I'm doing, this process that I'm doing here. But at this point, that's the way it works. So if you're a time-traveling soldier, you will know sometimes you may get a little contaminated. So you'll actually be shot with light from one of those lasers. Very, very potent. It won't affect you. It'll just take the stuff off of you, clean you off. Even though, you know, if you look at, if you're able to physically see you shooting a laser at one of those alien, with say, UFOs, ships, they just explode and go into nothingness. It's a very powerful light. It takes one strike normally. And so if that's brought to you and it hits you, not going to be, you know, blown up. It'll just go through you because light. Well, there's no deviation of light. So just going to another thing, there's no mentions, we'll say, in light. It's just light. Here in darkness, they talk about moving yourself up in the darkness reality of consciousness. You know, dimensional, you know, deviations of third dimension and fourth and fifth, et cetera. There's no such thing in the light. That's the way they hang on to you here in the darkness with their spiritual hierarchy. So that's what happens at ascension time. Darkness is around. It will leave because everything of light will be taken.
So if anyone has the death barcode removal, there have been some new things added to the unlimited page. So if you want to refresh your browser, and you'll be able to see them. They've been recently added. So now it's broken down into 6 separate parts, and it says part 1 through part 6. So the first one is the death barcode, and then the emotions related to having those death barcodes. And then the next one is stress-related barcode, and then depression-related barcode, and then fear-related barcode, all those related to your original death barcode. So when Ron tells you you've had 20 death barcodes, you have 20 of all of the others as well, except for the last one. And you'll have to ask Ron specifically how many of the last one you have, and the last one is entitled Mind of the Body-related barcode. So, and then if you are looking on your browser or not right now, there's also been an extension of how many death barcode occurrence numbers are there. Now it goes from 1 to 200. Most people will not be using all those, hopefully, but if they need them, they're there. So you don't have to cycle through the 1 through 10 over and over again if you have more than 10. You'll just be able to go to 11 to 20 and whatnot. So those are the differences. That's a little bit new. Just wanted to mention that. If people have been waiting to do the depression ones, it is now a separate part. And the fear has been added, and I don't know if we knew about that. But the mind of the body, you will still have to contact Ron about it. And as many of you know, if you want to contact Ron personally, or directly, his email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And just keep it real simple. Say, hey, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have? How many mind of the body barcodes do I have? And he'll just send you back a number. And actually, if you send him separate emails, then he can just send you back one number without having to clarify which one he's talking about. So if anyone is going to the website, and let me see, there's got to be something about this that is new. There's all sorts of different changes occurring. I also know that if you get the emotional whole life healing, if you just buy it the first time, it will only have the option 1. But if you pay the extra $50 to get unlimited, then you'll have the option to add a specific incident in there. In the past, they have been together, which has been confusing for people. So they separated them. And, you know, so you can do it either way you want, but eventually you probably would want to get the unlimited anyway. Okay, so today is Wednesday, and for Ron's weekly call, he did water activation. And yesterday he did cording removal. And if any of you have ever done the water activation, you know that he doesn't just do water activation. He also does, I'll kind of just say general healings because it always changes whatever he thinks we need. He'll take us through the light ship and we'll all get different healings for different things. And then he does the water activation. So he takes about maybe 45 minutes before he actually does the water activation to do some healings. So that's always a little extra and very nice. And then if you wanted to join us for the Thursday call, that is going to be the clone body removal. And in all of those cases, Ron will say, pick a place in your body or the next one is your choice, meaning if there's a body part that is experiencing pain or stiffness or that you're thinking about or you keep hurting somewhere or touching or whatever, it means there might be something there, and you'll be mentioning that spot. And then eventually the clones or the cordings or the entities, depending on which call he's working on, will be removed from you. Okay, for the organ restoration call on December 25th, okay, you can click onto it right from the home page when we are live on BBS Radio. Click on Bulletin Board for Detailed Information that serves as an appendix to the CLS homepage. And it is a $50 donation, starts at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and typically lasts around 3 hours. Really great call. I've done those last 3 years, and I definitely think it helps with a lot of things that we really can't even mention online because it's, helping people with medical issues sometimes. And as some of you may have discovered, and if you haven't, here it is. There is a CLS Military Sovereign Soldiers Report, and it is posted on the website. So let me see, it says the CLS Chat Connections Bulletin Board. Okay, that's where you'll find it, on the Chat Connections Bulletin Board. There's a post for CLS Military Sovereign Soldier, and it just kind of talks about what they have been doing and what they've been successful at. It obviously doesn't mention any names or anybody that's involved, but it's kind of an interesting report, and it's really...
I know we're talking about ascension, so anyway, it's the way that, the light uses the light energy to separate darkness from the light, so the darkness will no longer hang on to you, or hang on to light anyway, let's put it that way. So whatever you have that's created from light, the light will just dispel the darkness, and the darkness leaves. And then it would probably go back to a timeline where it was in control. And the people that had no clearings or didn't know what's going on, that wasn't using source energy, those people would be now put onto timelines on the Earth that we know of. In darkness, or they create another one in darkness. They're just doing a copy and paste. So that's basically it of ascension. It's your responsibility to clean out your body. A lot of people don't think of their body as anything, but it's been here for a long time suffering. So it's always best to do that, And then if you have your spirit barcode, that will guarantee that your spirit will not be captured by the darkness. You'll be out of here of what you have cleaned out of darkness. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, when you're just saying it another way, if you were to look at somebody's spirit upon their death, and we'll say that they're 90 years of age and they're
they're dying of lung cancer and they died, the spirit won't look like it has a lot of light in it. It'll be like it's trashed. And so at that point, that trashed spirit, you know, would not be collected by the light because it would be full of darkness. When you do the spirit barcode, you have a much better chance of getting out of here than just hoping that the light would find you. That's a guarantee that you'd be taken. And then you go into quarantine to get cleaned up, and we'll just say rejuvenated. So back to you.
Okay, so Ron, just before we got disconnected, I was going to ask, if the light takes all light, will that include all animals?
The animals already don't think like we do. So they won't have that much attachment. So anything that the light created that still has resonance to the light will be taken, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. But then how come, some animals were left here previously and some were taken, say what we consider mythological creatures may have been actually living here, but then they were, taken with the light in the last couple ascensions. But there's still some animals left here. Is it because those animals are attached to something dark?
It's possible, yeah. Or they don't have a spirit in them.
Hmm. Okay, but you think most of them would go this next time?
Yeah, if they're created by the light, yes. Uh-huh. They have a spirit, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, the deers and the bears and the chipmunks and, squirrels and things like that, the bees, the birds, all those things will be taken. What won't be will be the, alligators and snakes and crocodiles and kind of things like that, things that bite you, mosquitoes, ticks. But those are all from the darkness energies.
Really? Oh, that is interesting. What about, domesticated animals, cats, dogs, and cows, and pigs, chickens?
Yeah, they all have spirits in them.
Okay, so, all right, it's very interesting. Was there anything you wanted to say about that, Ron, or did you want to move on?
We'll just move on.
Okay. So the next email says, this person, one of our listeners, met a woman who has a missing 16-year-old, and they had the picture and everything, and they're wondering, is there any way to help the child, should they? Should they do timeline crashes for her or ask her to do them herself?
Did you say that the child is missing?
Yes.
Well, the child, if they're missing, they probably wouldn't be able to do it themselves.
Yeah. No, but so, should the mom?
You could do timeline crashes on that. That's probably maybe your only option to do is timeline crashes. I don't know what clearing you could really do. You could put the picture up of the child with the light being on it. And you could send the child energy, maybe, from the light beam. Pick one of those clearings. You could do all the free clearings on the child. I can't guarantee it would come back to you, the child, but at least wherever it is, it could maybe have some peace. So I guess that's probably it,
Okay. Wow, yeah, you just never know what occurred there. Okay, so I'm just looking for other questions here. Okay. This one says, I remember Ron told us to run this clearing as a companion to every whole life clearing, and I think it was the parallel life clearing. Can anyone remember exactly what clearing that was? I just got a new whole life clearing and wanted to run it. So it could have been a parallel life. I wonder if it was magnetic twisted body. What do you think, Ron?
Boy, I don't remember. I think that was talked about maybe 9 months to a year ago or something.
Yeah, something that we would run as a companion with every whole life clearing.
Oh, I think that was depression. You could run depression with that. With any whole lifetime clearing, put depression after your name.
Oh, that's right. And then just run the clearing again?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you run it first for you, and then after that, run it again with depression on it.
Okay.
Remember,
okay,
the depression clearing, the depression that you get into typically is just before you die. So the aliens want you to be depressed. So that's what they're hoping throughout your whole lifetime. The end result before you die is you're going to be in depression. So you can do the clearings, the whole lifetime ones, with depression, and that will help release some of the stuff off of you.
I suppose a great gift you could give your parents is to give them the emotional whole life clearing and the spirit barcode clearing. Okay.
If you think about it, I haven't seen anybody who's going to be dead like in 5 minutes will say, you know, jumping up and down and saying, whoopee, I'm going to die, you know? normally they're so, you know, far down. And they do have depression because they don't know what the next realm is going to be like, if they even think of that. And they're probably more tied into the family, because a lot of people, before they die, they want to have closure with their family members, whatever that would be. But, you know, like I said, you know, like a cartoon, you know, you never seen anybody, you know, with the whoopee, I'm going to die. In fact, that phrase was on the fish cheer, Country Joe and the Fish, you know.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Yep.
Going out to the country, eh?
Yep, whoopee, I'm going to die, yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You remember the fish cheer? It was like in 66, I think, when that came out. So,
you mean the song? Going
yep,
on to, that's where I want to go.
No. Yeah, not that, no. But anyway,
starts
off, give me an F. Give me a U when it goes on, which is, you know, the fornication under king's consent. So that's how it starts off. So anyway.
I believe they did that at Woodstock. I think I've seen it.
Yeah, and it was on an FM radio station in, oddly enough, the only kind of like underground FM station, but it was, they had an office above ground, and that was in Orange County, oddly enough. And that was, I think it was KMET back then, if I'm not mistaken. But that was played a lot, and the Boer protest songs were also played, you know, on their station. So, back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, when a listener buys the call, okay, for the divine water or the entity or clone, they get an email with all of these pinned, don't they?
I believe so.
I believe so. I recall getting them. Eventually, I just put them all on my phone under the main phone number. So I programmed them in. But you should have an email, listener, for the person who wrote in asking what the PIN numbers are. You haven't written back, and this was actually written a little while ago, so I believe that you have gotten the answer of what the pins are by now, but if you haven't, please write back and let us know. Okay, so, okay. Yeah, so Ron, we only have one special call coming up, and that's December 25th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then we have a week later the New Year's call.
Yep.
And they're both on Monday.
Okay. And one of our listeners has written in saying that this was recommended a while ago. I do recall this. If they wanted to get a separate healing that does go with every healing that you may also buy, like if you buy the emotional, if you buy the anxiety, what it is called is it is the parallel whole life healing. It's like alien parallel life. And then you just
you're right about that. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. The parallel goes in conjunction with the whole lifetime clearings that you have purchased. Yes. And it puts that whole lifetime, it puts a parallel life clearing with your current lifetime here. Okay. So, yeah. If you want to add more, you can, Michelle. But that is correct. Thank you, listener, for typing that in.
Yeah, it goes back really far. So it goes through all those other lifetimes that are parallel having to do with that one emotion or aspect. So anxiety or depression or emotions or pain, whatever. It'll go each whole life healing. Then you just write in the name of the whole life healing you just did, and you can go back as far as you like. It could take a while because you could really do a lot of lifetimes, but you get to choose, you know, how far back you want to go. But, yeah, that is a good one to have because I guess, you know, probably if we're experiencing something, we've probably been experiencing it for a very long time. So how important is it, Ron, for our future of being of ascending that we go far back into our past to clear those parallel lives?
Oh, boy. Mainly what you're dealing with in this lifetime is what you want to release from you, okay? Well, the parallel lives mainly are of what you're experiencing now living this life. You can go back into them, but, boy, I don't know if I would, worry that much about them unless you have a really strong issue that you know about in each lifetime. So saying it another way, don't go looking for trouble. Don't, you know, try to scuba dive and see how big that the iceberg is underneath the water, because it's dormant until you activate it. So all you need to do is clean out this lifetime of your gunk that your ancestors gave you, that surfaced because, in a sense, you were curious and you lived life here and you saw situations and you heard about situations. So that brought you into those experiences. All you need to do is clean those out, get rid of the energy from that. And sometimes you need to go a little deeper if you feel like you're still hooked up to it. But the parallel life ones, that's living the same emotion on other lifetimes right now in the present moment. And those are all the fabricated ones. So, yeah, those are good to get rid of because they could be reattached to you, which is what they really are. They're according to you. So if you had, say, 50 parallel lives of you stubbing your toe and you cleaned out this lifetime of that, then you still have 50 other ones that you want to get rid of because they're going to be corded to you, taking the energy from you to make them alive and having that experience. So you're giving those parallel lives your energy to live. You want to clean them out. And it depends, you know, where you are and how far down the rabbit hole are you with that particular experience, how many lifetimes you're on. So if you know you have a problem, I can just use the word about abductions, and you know that you've been abducted, and that's, you know that for sure in other lifetimes, then, you know, you may want to do thousands of these things to get it off of you. because each one of those lifetimes is when they could find you and abduct you. I remember one person, when we put up the timeline crashing, they did a whole bunch of these, I believe. I mean, it was maybe like, sounded like about 100,000 of them, okay? And they cleared it, whatever that issue was. So saying it a different way, just doing one or two timeline crashes and you think that you're fine, it's not going to work. You will clear the ones that you cleared, but how many other ones are out there? And how deep does it go? Well, if you've experienced a reoccurring event a lot of times, you know, throughout your life, or that's your theme of your life, then, you know, start looking at doing, you know, maybe 5,000, 10,000 of these timeline crashes to get this energy off of you. And doing just a couple or 10 of them, 20 of them aren't going to really help you that much, because you have so many other ones running at the same time, and you're living all of those. If you're living all these lifetimes, you got to get them out of you. So anything else to add, Michelle? It's like the clock is ticking here.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, it's probably cleaning out, you know, everything that's been stuck in your DNA, like, okay, just anxiety, for example. Let's say anxiety has been in your family for ages, and now you're feeling it in your body, and you're like, I have anxiety. So you do your anxiety clearing, and that cleans it out from this body. But, yeah, it definitely, of course, you have it on parallel lives, too. So if you did the all-alien parallel life removal, and then you put in anxiety and went in there and did, now it goes, I think it goes from 1 to 10, but within 100 years, it is possible to have more than 10 lifetimes within 100 years. Probably not too many more than 10, but you could do more than 10 in one section and then go to the next 100-year mark, or however it's cut up. But, yeah, I think it's a really good one to do, especially if you know it's something that was kind of like an energy or feeling that was handed down, or a mental issue handed down to you from your family members, then it's not only in your parallel lives. Yeah, it's been there for a while, so.
Yeah, and another way of kind of stating this, saying a little differently, if you have a birthmark, that's from some kind of imperfection, typically of your spirit not being healed in that location. So you came in with this birthmark because of that. So you may see if your parents have a birthmark in that location also, you know, how far back does it go? So anyway, and just throwing that out just to show you what happens. So let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this. And you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and you can feel the energy of your thoughts from your mind dropping down into you, into the heart center, and you'll be at peace at the end of this. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So thank you, listeners, for listening tonight. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, BBS. We'll see you later, everyone. Bye and blessings.